Many people are aware of the fact that Tefillah B'Tzibur is considered to be a very important thing. Among the benefits are the fact that a person's tefillah is more likely to be accepted. Who couldn't use that? And obviously, Tefillah B'Tzibur requires 10 men, but sometimes beyond that, defining what counts as Tefillah B'Tzibur can get a little bit tricky. So for example, what if not all of the 10 people are actually davening? We know that if you have a majority of a minyan, 6 men who are davening, and another up to 4 who are sitting in, so altogether you have 10 and a majority are davening now, so you can do everything, Baruch Hu and Kedusha Kaddish, you can have a full Chazar Sashatz. Does that count, however, as Tefillah B'Tzibur? So this is not so simple. The Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate clearly in Siman Sadi that it is not considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. It is simply a minyan, le'inyan dvarim shebikdusha. But you don't have 10 men davening together. Tefillah B'Tzibur means that 10 men are davening together. So this does not count as Tefillah B'Tzibur. There are those who disagree. The Minchas Yitzchak seems to disagree. The Emek Bracha of Pomeranchik has a spirited defense of the idea that this does count as Tefillah B'Tzibur. Basically, you have a minyan, and Rubo Kikulo, most people are davening, so that should be good enough. However, it seems that the majority view is in accordance with the Mishnah Berurah that this does not count as Tefillah B'Tzibur. Moshe Feinstein writes that he thinks that that's pretty clear. Shlomo Zalman Orbach thinks that that's very clear, that this does not count as Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's simply an opportunity to go ahead and to do Dvarim Shebikdusha. Interestingly enough, Shlomo Zalman is cited in the Halicha Shlomo as saying, however, that if there is a minyan of this type, and your participation will make or break whether it happens, and the people who are davening now would not get to a different minyan, then you should participate. You should daven there, even though it's not Tefillah B'Tzibur, because the opportunity to help everybody have the opportunity to do Dvar Moshe B'Kedusha overrides your chiyuv of Tefillah B'Tzibur, interestingly enough. So there's room to go ahead and to participate in such a minyan. Obviously, the best thing is to have a minyan of people who are davening right now. What if you do have 10 people who are davening? But the question is, what does it mean davening right now? Do they all have to start? Do they have to start together? So there is a Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Tes who has comments which are interpreted by many, including the Prima Gadim, as indicating that if you don't start Shmona Esrei together with the Tzibur, then that's not called you're davening with the Tzibur. You have to all start together in order for it to be Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Tes in the Be'er Halacha quotes this as a suffix. In the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Samach Vav, he mentions, at least on Lichat Chila level, that a person should be careful about this. His discussion there is with regard to Gal Yisrael. The Mechaber writes that you should not say Amen after Gal Yisrael. And the Ramah disagrees. He says you do say Amen. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that some people wanted to get out of the situation. So what they would do is they would wait at Tzur Yisrael or at Micha Molcha, and they would answer Amen, because they weren't answering between Gal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, this is not a good way out of the problem. First of all, you're not allowed to answer Amen there anyway, because you're in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. Second of all, it's preferable to daven, to start together with the Tzibur. And any difference which is Nikar is not ideal. So he recommends other things, like the most common practice, which is to say Gal Yisrael together with the Chazan, where he says you could start Hashem Svasai Tiftach right before he gets to Gal Yisrael. That's already good enough. Just Hashem Svasai Tiftach, it's so close, a couple of seconds, that doesn't make a difference. But anything which is Nikar is not ideal. Nonetheless, once again, many poskim do assume that as long as you're davening, or even start davening, while there are 10 men davening, that is good enough, and it counts as Tefillah B'Tzibur. Moshe Feinstein thinks that this is obvious, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well thinks that this is the case, that it does count. So if a person is running behind and gets to Shmona Esrei only a couple of minutes after the Tzibur started, the implication is you don't even have to dive in the majority of Shmona Esrei while the Tzibur is still davening. As long as you start, you get it in there. While there is still a Tzibur davening, that's good enough. They point out, anyway, it's not like the whole Tzibur davens word for word together. So one guy's up to Atakosh and the other guy's up to Yerushalayim Yircha. So why should the beginning make a difference? As long as you get it in, you start your Shmona Esrei while there's still a Tzibur davening, that's good enough. One nafkamin is, can you skip it? First of all, it's an important question of itself. But beyond that, Shlomo Zalman writes, can you skip in Psukei Dezimra in order to get to this? We know you can skip parts of Pesukim Nezirim in order to daven B'tzibur. What about if you're only going to get to Shmoneh Esrei after the Tzibur starts, but while they're still davening Shmoneh Esrei? He says, yes, that would be good enough. Obviously, ideally, we'd like for everyone to start together. That's something for Chazarim to take into account, not to leave the Tzibur behind in the dust, especially towards the end of Birchas Krishma, to try to make sure to give people a chance to do that. Finally, one last case. What if you only get to Shmoneh Esrei as the Chazan starts Chazar Sashatz? So we know you could daven together with the Shliach Tzibur. Does that count? And you can even answer to Kedusha. Does that count? Or maybe you even started after the Shliach Tzibur start. Does that count as Tefillah B'Tzibur? So many poskim, or Moshe Feinstein or Shlomo Zalman, indicate that that's not really Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's better than nothing. You're davening while the Tzibur is involved in Inyanei Tefillah. So that has a Maila, that's good. But it's not really, really Tefillah B'Tzibur. There is one view in the poskim, however, some poskim take the perspective that it does count as Tefillah B'Tzibur. Yitzchak Cohen Spector, in his Tshuvas, assumes that that's good enough, that since the Tzibur is answering Amen, that counts as the Tzibur davening. The Machlokas seems to be, Chazar Sashatz, is that the Tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur, which is done in the context of the Tzibur, or is that the Tefillah of the Tzibur, as Soloveitchik was fond of claiming that it's Tefillah HaTzibur, the whole Tzibur is davening, in which case you're davening together with the Tzibur. Have a wonderful day.